It's a high-profile case, and it's a serious case. But I don't think we can judge as it is, because there are so many facets to this matter. We've heard that he has been accused of that, and it was in 2015, June 2015, last year. And the case surfaces now. But the whole matter to some of us is very sketchy, in the sense that we hear some high profile, you know, men have actually instructed, you know, for his arrest. But nevertheless, let's wait how it proceeds without prejudicing anything. As a pastor, I wouldn't quickly judge, say he's wrong or he's right. Judgment lies with God, as far as Agaya is concerned. But it's not right. If it is true, it is not right at all. It's unacceptable. And if it is true, then he has shown that he is not a man of God, so to say, if it is true. It's not it happened.
In terms of temptations of this nature, you know, when it comes to pastors, are you not normally tempted to do some of these things?
Temptations, Gibbs. Temptations are there. But temptation is not a sin. It only becomes a sin when you succumb. Temptations are there. This is why even the word of God says, count it joy in James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it joy when you fall into many temptations. Those temptations are there. But you have to be disciplined enough. I would want to put it in technically to say, does he have the circumcision of the heart?